90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. Make sure you stay tuned in the next half hour. I'll be doing your news across the Indian country, letting you know what's going on out there. And we're doing our spring pledge drive here and asking you to support community radio. And you can give us a call for a donation. Our number is 888-931-0901, or you can go to kkfi.org on our website and do it that way online. Again, our pledge line is 888-931-0901. Hope you enjoyed this Sunday afternoon. It was really crazy. It was really windy outside, and then all of a sudden it started to rain. So just pouring down. It's nice to have that. Good, always good to have some rain. We do have some thank you gifts for our pledge drive. $75 or more with a credit card. They have a collaboration CD. Recording artists include many, but this is Betsy Clark with Bird Fleming, Casey Roche and the Vine Street Seven, Kisharda and Gerald Trimble, Freight Train Rabbit Killer and Jason Vivoni, Howard Iceberg and Hidden Pictures, Victor and Penny with Cody Wyoming, Jen Harris, Rich Hill, Gary Kirkland and Bill Dye, Angela Hagenbach and the KKFI Jazz Band, and many more. That's for a $75 pledge. For the $90 or more pledge, you get the official KKFI Collectors T-shirt. It's a really nice shirt, has 90.1 FM Kansas City Community Radio on it. And then, of course, the $150 pledge or more, you can guest DJ for 1 hour. That will allow you or someone you know to be a radio personality for 1 hour on one of our locally produced music shows. So even this show, that'd be awesome. That'd be really fun. Again, $150 pledge or more. So, credit cards only. Again, the number is 888-931-0901. We'll get started with the music, and we got some Blackfoot Confederacy. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Hey! red. Everything's red. 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 Dead. Red. Dead. Red. First off, I send love to Lupe for giving us hope in this Lakota Sioux. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the reds. From the day they're born, they won't survive because their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red. I can't afford to leave the reds. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip. And most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that. They just wanna chill. I'm sick, I'll go to IHS and get a pill. For real. Like a song without a title. Yeah. Feel forgotten. Like slaves picking the kind. Forever tribal. With no connection to the Bible. Fine. People rhyme. Sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit. Generation 8. Ish. Text messages. That's what I connect with. Yeah. Technology. Get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Lakota philosophy. Keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL. You smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors, I'm loyal. Yeah. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood. Oil for blood, making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red.
You'll never find another man that can go. know you'll come crawling back to me again.
Young Spirit for you guys doing a nice round dance. And again, we're doing our pledge drive right now. And if you listen to commercial radio now and then, you know what media consolidation means. It's cookie cutter programming, and 15 to 20 minutes of every hour they're hounding you to buy stuff. KKFI is different. And you know why? Because it's independent, community-based public radio funded by the community. And our only responsibility is to you, the listener. No media conglomerate tells us what to play and when to play it. Volunteer DJs and hosts are out in the community listening to what you have to say and then programming KKFI according to what you want to hear. If it's top 40 music or mainstream media news you want to hear, KKFI is probably not number one on your dial, but if you want in-depth news or more off-the-beaten-path music, you know you've got a home at KKFI, especially here with Native Spirit Radio, because we're bringing you news that is coming from the reservations and all around Indian country, whether it's out in the country or in the city. We got natives here as well in Kansas City. So our you can call our pledge line at 888-931-0901, or you can go online at kkfi.org. Again, our pledge line is 888-931-0901. And we'll get back into the music and have some Southern style powwow music for you guys. This is Young Bird.
storm. You will
was fun days for me growing up.
Aloha,
wahine Hawaii wau,
maha tasana hohino puhu.
Because, you know, we're talking for the future generations.
I'm Conroy Chino, introducing you to Living Voices, profiles of Native Americans and Native Hawaiians today. Gisi Tanamuk is a respected Wampanoag teacher and writer. He focuses on sharing the rich culture of the native peoples of the East Coast, from his own tribe on Cape Cod to the Mi'kmaqs of New Brunswick, where he now lives.
Nina Gisi Tanamuk, Nuwacho, Mashipi Otanum, Pokanakwato Demon, Nina Wacho, Nkeke Danziong Wigum, Wacho Nimakwato Demonuk Nam. Owacho tunapatanzi onkwigum. My name is Kisa Tanamuk. I come from the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. It's in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. On my father's side, I'm Otter Clan. My mother's side, I'm Turtle Clan, Nipmuc. Normally, it's referred to as Eastern people or the place where the sun rises or the day comes. We freely translate the term Wabanaki, Wampanoag, Wabinger, as related to that first light that separates the day from the night, which comes roughly an hour or so before the sun comes up. So it's that first light in the sky we know culturally as, and spiritually particularly, as Wampanoag. And from Wampanoag comes Wampanoag, the name of the land where we come from. The land is the descriptive definition of us as a people. I still have trouble with the idea of putting information in a book form. Anohwasho is the title of the book. Ceremony is Life Itself. The format is a series of interviews on four different topics about ceremonial life. But it was a way of legitimizing the existence of Wampanoag people, that we're still alive, that we weren't wiped out by the pilgrims, and that we've always struggled to maintain our dignity and sense of ourselves despite the evolution of America. And despite the racism, despite the bureaucratic idiosyncrasies that exist as a divisive tool in Indian country, I think I've been orientated to social justice and thinking about the history and the inequities that are happening in my lifetime, growing up, living in an atmosphere of racism, experiencing what it was like in our tribe from America that surrounded us. And at some point, leaving that behind in my childhood, attending university, and then at halfway through my university experience came the occupation of Wounded Knee that helped me answer some really critical questions about myself personally, knowing that I was a Wampanoag, that I did belong to a tribe and a community, but never really understanding what that really meant. There is an important need for our sisters and brothers in Indian country to realize that there are credible Indian roots still in existence in the East, and the whole sources of our information is both oral tradition as well as our direct experiences in contemporary modern times.
This interview with Gisi Tanamuk was conducted by Emma Finn. Living Voices is a project of the Smithsonian Institution, National Museum of the American Indian. Executive producers Kevin Lewis and Elizabeth Weatherford. Project coordinator Nan Rubin. Writers Peggy Berryhill and Ginger Miles. Mixed at Mercer Street Sound. For more information, check out our website at www.si.edu/NMAI. For Living Voices, I'm Conroy Chino.
Those who contribute on a credit card during our current fund drive are eligible for the following gifts. At the $75 level, there's the KKFI collaboration CD. At the $90 level, it's the KKFI t-shirt. Or at the $150 level is the guest DJ for 1 hour, which you can gift to someone or keep it for yourself. Call 888-931-0901 and let them know which one you're interested in, or donate online at kkfi.org. That's 888-931-0901. Call now, 888-931-0901.
Underwriting support for KKFI is provided by Northeast Arts KC and its Summer Dusk Concert Series, presenting multiple genres of music, including domestic and international folk, world music, and rock. Third Saturdays from May through September, 7 to 9 p.m., at Kansas City's Concourse Park, St. John Avenue, and Gladstone Boulevard. No tickets required for these family-friendly events. Saturday, June 18th, features the world beat music of Zanzibar Drums. More information is available at northeastartskc.org. KKFI thanks Northeast Arts KC for its underwriting support.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here. I'll be doing your news across Indian country, letting you know what's going on out there. We had five Pacific Northwest tribes are calling on Congress to pass S-1979, the Bring the Ancient One Home Act. The bez allows the Colville tribes, the Nez Perce tribe, the Umatilla tribe, the Yakima Nation, and the Wampanoag tribe to rebury the Ancient One, otherwise known as Kennewick Man. The tribe has always claimed the 9,000-year-old man as an ancestor, and DNA tests prove he was indeed Native American and that his Native relatives live in Washington today. S-1979 requires the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to transfer the remains to the Washington Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. That agency would then return the Ancient One to the tribes for reburial. Separately, the Army Corps has reaffirmed that the Kennewick Man is Native American as defined by the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. The text of S-1979 is also included in S-2848, the Water Resources Development Act. The Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works have approved S-2848 and it's ready for consideration on the Senate floor. The Ancient One was found along the Columbia River in 1996 on land that used to be part of the Umatilla Reservation before it was ceded by treaty. Well, out of Nebraska, activists called on the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission to shut down four establishments in White Clay, a town near the border of the Pine Ridge Reservation, citing long response times and a large volume of calls to law enforcement. Activists said the establishments contribute to public safety problems in the small community. They want the commission to stop renewing liquor licenses for the stores, which are responsible for selling an estimated 3.5 million cans of beer a year. Quote, "We don't allow this in Lincoln. Why is it okay in White Clay?" Dennis Carlson said at a public meeting this past Tuesday, the Associated Press reported. The commission did not take action on the requests. According to news reports, one official suggested that it would be up to Sheridan County to cancel existing licenses for the stores. Liquor sales are banned on the reservation, home to the Oglala Sioux tribe, whose leaders also have pressed Nebraska to address the situation in White Clay. Well, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been hit with another lawsuit in Navajo Nation court. A tribal member who took part in the Indian Student Placement Program alleges he was sexually and physically abused by his foster father when he was a boy. He said he informed the Mormon Church but was told he had to stay in the foster home in Utah for the rest of the school year, the Deseret News reported. The victim is the fourth person to sue the Mormon Church over alleged abuse in the program. Two siblings filed one lawsuit, and another person filed a second lawsuit, all in tribal court. The Mormon Church has since asked a federal judge to put a halt to the case filed by the siblings. Attorneys say the Navajo court system does not have jurisdiction over alleged activities that occurred off the reservation and cannot exercise authority over non-Indian entities. Thousands of tribal youth took part in the Indian Student Placement Program between 1947 and 2000 when it was officially disbanded. Well, the lending industry in Indian Country is facing new pressures as the Obama administration moves forward with a rule that seeks to prevent consumers from falling into what federal officials are calling debt traps. Tribal lenders are already under scrutiny across the nation. Federal agencies, state officials, and individual consumers have questioned financial products that come with interest rates and repayment plans that they consider to be unethical or even illegal. A new rule from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau aims to settle some of those questions by imposing standards on all lenders, including those operated by tribes. The 1,300-page proposal regulates interest rates and payment methods and requires financial service firms to make determinations regarding credit worthiness before offering a consumer loan. Payday lenders already have to comply with federal laws on matters such as truth in lending and debt collection practices. Today, the Consumer Bureau is taking the next step, adding new federal protections against lending practices that harm consumers by trapping them in debt they cannot afford, Richard Cordray, the director of the agency, said at a lengthy and well-attended public forum in Kansas City, Missouri, on June 2nd. According to Cordray, the Bureau consulted tribes about their lending practices while developing the proposal. One session was held during the National Congress of American Indians annual convention in October of 2014, and another was held in Washington, D.C. in June of 2015. But tribal leaders who are involved in the lending industry say those efforts have fallen short of meaningful consultation. They believe they should be treated as co-regulators instead of having their own laws supplanted by the federal government. Efforts to impose additional regulations would significantly obstruct access to credit and reduce or eliminate consumer choices for meeting unexpected financial obligations. Sherry Trepa, the chair of the Habitable Pomo of Upper Lake in California, told the House Committee on Financial Services at a hearing in February. Trepa's tribe is part of the Native American Financial Services Association, an organization that also accused the Consumer Bureau of failing to engage in inadequate consultation. According to Barry Brandon, the group's executive director, federal law requires tribal regulators to be treated with respect. So, wow, that's a crazy situation. I hate, sometimes it's wondering, you know, yes, we need to engage in different businesses, but those payday lenders are really crazy. All right. Well, the out of Arkansas, Stacy Leeds, a member of the Cherokee Nation, has been reappointed as dean of a University of Arkansas School of Law. Leeds made history in 2011 when she became the first Native woman named as dean of a law school in the United States. She will now serve a second five-year term at the university. Dean Leeds has shown extraordinary leadership. Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Ashok Sazanza, said in a press release, "The faculty, staff, alumni, students, and others are very supportive, and I'm pleased that she has agreed to continue the outstanding work she began 5 years ago." Sexona credited Leeds with helping raise the national profile of the law school. Since 2011, it has consistently ranked as one of the top public law schools in the nation. With Leeds as dean, the law school also established the Indigenous Food and Agricultural Initiative. Well, three guns that were taken from the site of the 1890 massacre at Wounded Knee in South Dakota are among hundreds of items up for sale at an auction. According to Heritage Auctions, the guns were found by a non-Indian woman named Ella Nellie Woodard and her son, Raymond, who heard about the December 29, 1890 massacre and went to the site to see if they could help any of their Indian friends who had survived. Nellie and Raymond picked up this and two other Indian rifles from the battlefield, which have been passed down directly through the family, along with the story of that traumatic trip. The description for the wonderful Indian gun reads, "When the pair arrived, the soldiers were collecting the 200-plus bodies, and Nellie did her best to help minister to the survivors." The description for a second gun states, "The third is also said to have come from the massacre site. Woodard ran a general store in Nebraska near the Pine Ridge Reservation, home to the Oglala Sioux tribe, and the Rosebud Sioux Reservation, home to the Rosebud Sioux tribe. The items are up for sale, come from the collection of Paul Rathbun, a descendant of the Woodards. I'm just a regular person. I don't have a vault, or really, I guess I don't have the means to care for it in the way it should be," Rathbun told the Associated Press. "And there's, of course, a bit of an economic factor." According to Heritage Auctions, Raymond Woodard became a close friend of Chief Red Cloud. A ceremonial pipe that is said to have belonged to the leader is also up for sale. So yes, there's a lot of people who are upset with this, with those guns being sold. And, you know, we had that terrible reports of, you know, what happened in Orlando at that nightclub, and just horrible, horrible situation with 50 casualties. And people that are still hospitalized in that shooting, you know, our prayers go out to all those people affected by this, to the families and the friends. It's just terrible to hear about this type of stuff. And I'll play a song. I'll play Amazing Grace so we can get through this. You know, I know it's tough to look at the news and hear about these types of things and you know, sometimes you just don't want to, you know, think about these types of things, but we have to, and we'll see what happens after this. Again, we're going through our pledge drive, and, you know, KKFI is an oasis of diversity. Amid the sameness of the commercial media landscape, we provide essential nourishment for your mind and soul with our amazing variety of programs. Community radio exists only so long as the people who choose to listen also choose to help pay for it, and that's how KKFI remains independent. As long as our funding comes from you, the community, KKFI is free to reflect the richness and diversity of the community. You can call our pledge line at 888-931-0901 or go online at kkfi.org and donate online as well. Again, our line is 888-931-0901. And playing this R. Carlos Nakai version of Amazing Grace. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Thank you.
calm as the wheels drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. The radiator steams, one headlight don't work, the radio can scream. I got a sticker that says Indian Power, I stuck it on a bumper, that's what holds my car together. We're on a circuit of an Indian ring. We don't get old, we just get younger, when we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car. Circuit of an Indian ring. We don't get old, we just get younger, when we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars.
That was Kisa Kola and Indian Car for you guys. Hey, we got to pat ourselves on the back here, because did you know KKFI was listed on the top 10 public radio stations you wish you had in your town? We made the list at number 9. No other station from Kansas or Missouri made the list. It was cited for music variety. Kansas City is known for its wide range of musical preference and has become a hub for concert tours in the Midwest. Fittingly, the station has offered a wide variety of programs based around anything from rap to psychedelic since 1988, also involved in local and national goings-on. So, yes, we are awesome. Thank you to Pace Magazine for listing us as one of the top 10 public radio stations in the United States. Yay! And so that's why you need to support us. You can go online at kkfi.org and make a donation there, because you know we're awesome. So make sure you go do that. You know, I always play a Native American church song. People go to these ceremonies for healing, to pray, for good things as well. And I think this is only fitting that I play this song, and ask for healing for those who were affected by that shooting in Orlando. I just can't imagine, having to deal with that. Some names were just released on some of the following who were killed. At least 50 people were killed and 53 were injured at that gay nightclub called Pulse Orlando when a shooter opened fire early this morning. And I wanted to read those names. You know, this is only just a small part of it. But to send prayers to these families that are affected by that. And their ages, because they were so young. And they should be living life and having fun. First one, Edward Sotomayor Jr. was 34. Stanley Almodovar the third, 23. Luis Omar Ocasio-Cappo, 20. Juan Raymond Guerrero, 22. Eric Yvonne Ortiz Rivera, 36. Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz, 22. And Luis S. Vielma, 22. So these are the only, the beginning of this, more is coming until their families are contacted. But, you know, when the song's playing, send some prayers and good thoughts to these families and friends that are affected by this shooting. And go donate some blood. They need it. So thank you for listening to Native Spirit Radio. Be leaving you off with some Cheevers Topaw. Everybody, have a great week, and I'll see you again next Sunday.
Yeah, no, you're with me, you're not with me. You've tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, community radio. You can also pick it up at kkfi.org. Of course, you knew that already. And you've tuned into the right schedule.